Next week, a major vaccine manufacturer plans to start producing a shot designed to protect people against a disease that barely exists in humans, bird flu. That disease has so far killed fewer than 80 people worldwide. But if the virus mutates and starts a global pandemic, it will take 4 to 6 months to design and start producing a vaccine against that new virus. So the U.S. government is spending more than $160 million this year to build a small stockpile of vaccine based on the virus that's killing birds today. As NPR's Richard Harris reports, the strategy is a big gamble.
It's a chilly morning in Baltimore, but up on the 10th floor of the University of Maryland Medical Center, a half dozen people sit in shirt sleeves in a room set aside just for them.
And you're never going to wear a tight shirt today.
They are here as human guinea pigs to test a vaccine against bird flu. This study is designed to see whether the shot is likely to work, and if so, at what dosage.
And the blood pressure is?
129 over 71.
Sitting in one chair is volunteer Paula Murphy. She is a bartender, and she says with a wink that she's 40 years old. She holds out her arm to give yet another tube of blood.
They've stuck me so many times here, it's like, but they're good. They never hurt me too much.
6 months ago, she signed up for this study after seeing an ad in the paper. In exchange for $500 or $600, she's been giving blood, taking shots, and answering questions. As part of the study, she may have received injections of the experimental vaccine, or maybe just saltwater shots, placebos.
Well, I'm concerned about the flu, and the reward doesn't hurt either. It's worth all the little tubes of blood.
And I guess today you'll find out whether you even got a flu vaccine, because I guess you don't know up to now, right?
No, I don't.
Do you have a hunch?
Paula Murphy's uncertainty is an apt metaphor for the entire plan to produce a human vaccine against the bird flu. It's a gamble. The vaccine is based on a virus taken from a person in Vietnam who got sick from bird flu, but it may not match the virus if it morphs into a form that could cause a pandemic. And this virus, H5N1, may in fact not end up causing a human pandemic at all. And if the vaccine is useful, there almost certainly won't be enough. But the good news first. Anthony Fauci heads the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. He's betting the vaccine could do some good. His institute paid for the study at the University of Maryland School of Medicine.
Although we haven't tested H5N1 in a pandemic situation where you're actually looking for protection against the actual infection, the vaccination has been able to induce an immune response that you would predict would be protective.
Unfortunately, it takes a lot of the vaccine to stimulate that response, not just one shot, but two, and each at 6 times the dosage of the regular flu vaccine. That means companies will need to produce a whole lot of this, and they simply don't have the capacity to do so.
It will take years to get stockpiles to the point where you can actually effectively use it to be able to get you the doses that you want.
But Fauci says it's better to do what we can than to throw up our hands in despair. So the U.S. has asked two companies to start producing and stockpiling bird flu vaccine.
This train will terminate here.
Part of this story is unfolding across the Atlantic Ocean in the port city of Liverpool.
Are you a Beatles fan, are you?
The cabbie who met us at the train station had a Beatles tape on hand and pointed out Beatles sights throughout town. It's a quick ride from Lime Street Station to a sprawling facility just outside of town.
Okay.
No, right. Okay, who should I say?
Chiron is a U.S. company with European plants and investors.
Welcome to Chiron Vaccines Reception Center. I'm John Parker. I'm head of quality for the Chiron Liverpool site.
It's one of two companies that supply most of the regular flu vaccine for the United States, and it's just recovering from some serious trouble. In the fall of 2004, this factory was shut down by health authorities, and that year's batch of vaccine was thrown away because of contamination. But the plant has cleaned up its act and is back online, making regular flu vaccine. And the U.S. government has enough confidence in the plant that it has paid Chiron $62 million to run off extra product, bird flu vaccines, for the government stockpile.
So I'll just point out, this is actually the docking bay here.
All flu vaccine manufacturing starts with truckloads of eggs, which roll up to the loading dock at a building that is surrounded by spiked fences topped with razor wire. Production manager Philip Toms leads us inside.
Right, so from the start of the day, you'll receive egg deliveries through this roller shutter door here. The vehicle backs up to that, and you'll have 8 trolleys taken off that. For each truck delivery, you're looking at about 40,000 eggs on each delivery.
No eggs are rolling in today. Normally, early winter provides a brief respite for the workers. This year's production is done, and next year's hasn't started yet. But there's no break this year because this is the only time they have to produce the bird flu vaccine.
We are starting the facility at the moment. The intended date is the 9th of January 2006. It is a very tight timeline and people are working very hard throughout the Christmas period to enable us to hit that deadline.
Tom says the plant will run for just 5 or 6 weeks producing the bird flu vaccine. He won't say how much they'll make. This has taken considerable preparation. Chiron needs to be especially careful that the bird flu virus doesn't mix with human flu viruses. There's a remote chance that a new deadly virus could emerge in that way. As we head around the building, John Parker explains that has meant changing the way the plant handles its waste.
The difference is with the avian egg waste is that they will go into portable containers, which are then shipped to a special incineration process, whereas for annual influenza egg waste, that is handled locally.
The workers will also take extra precautions to make sure that their own bodies don't become incubators for these viruses. Safety officer Paul Sankey dons a new work suit that will be required for production of the bird flu vaccine. It's equipped with a hood that will keep workers from breathing in the virus.
It's being used specifically for the production of H5N1 vaccine. Never used it before for flu production. But yeah, people are having to wear it all day, so people are going to get used to it.
Normally, vaccines come off the production line in small glass vials sealed with orange caps, but the bird flu vaccine will be packed in bulk and shipped to the United States for storage. On this December day, quality manager John Parker shows us the last batches of the regular flu vaccine coming off the production line.
And as you can see here, the label is being applied to each vial. So on the label, we print the a unique lot number and the date of expiry.
How long are they good for? How much time do they have to use this?
The expiry date is 12 months.
One big issue for the pandemic flu vaccine is if you're trying to make a stockpile and your product expires after a year, it's going to be hard to build up a stockpile. Would the expiry date for H5N1 also be a year?
That sort of information is not yet being determined, and as we develop and are in discussions with the health authorities, those sort of questions will need to be addressed.
This is potentially a huge question. It's being pondered by government scientists and public health officials around the world. If the vaccine doesn't last long, a stockpile could quickly turn into a compost pile. Jim Robertson works at Britain's National Institute for Biological Standards and Control. This laboratory, outside of London, is responsible for designing flu vaccines for the World Health Organization and assuring their potency.
Vaccines are not wonderfully stable. You can maybe, you'll get 12 months out of it if you store it under the correct cool, refrigerated conditions, maybe 18 months, but it doesn't go on forever. It will lose its potency. So again, it's a bit of a gamble in stockpiling a few million doses when, if it's not used, it's just going to go off.
People simply don't know how long flu vaccines last. They are tailor-made for each season, and whatever isn't used is thrown away. That's one reason some other nations are not planning to stockpile this bird flu vaccine. Robertson says the other big reason is that the next flu pandemic may have nothing whatsoever to do with the H5N1 bird flu. And even if it does, that virus could change so much between now and a pandemic that a vaccine against today's virus would be useless. The virus in wild birds has already started to mutate, so it doesn't look exactly like the one that's being used in the vaccine.
At this moment in time, it's likely to still give enough cross-protection to be valuable as a vaccine, but there may come a time where it doesn't work as well and your stockpile's not so good. So there are reasons against rushing into stockpiling.
finally is the matter of vaccine supply. Chiron and other flu vaccine manufacturers can barely keep up with producing shots for the regular flu. There simply isn't enough capacity to produce huge amounts of bird flu vaccine for a stockpile. This year, the U.S. government hopes to acquire enough to treat just 4 million people. That's less than 2% of the U.S. population. Health officials are now looking at ways to stretch the supply, either by adding something to the shot to boost the immune response or by changing the way shots are given.
Okay, I need to run and get someone to check the dose when I draw.
Those questions are being explored in more clinical studies, like the one in Baltimore. Back at the clinic there, nurse Joanne Priestley invites volunteer Paula Murphy back to an examining room to find out if she's been getting real vaccine or placebo. She will be paid for a third shot today, but only if it turns out that the first two shots she got contained actual vaccines.
We have these black envelopes that have your study. There's one here that has your study ID number on it.
Okay. And the winner is... I'm eligible. Active. I knew it.
She volunteers to get another booster shot. This will help medical researchers figure out the optimal dose for a vaccine. They don't want to have to give any more than they need to. After more tests and paperwork, the nurse reaches into a styrofoam ice chest, pulls out a vial, and fills a syringe with the experimental bird flu vaccine.
And you're going to feel a stick. Good job. Just keep pushing, keep pushing.
Ow.
Okay, done. You can say ow. It's fine.
Right at the end, you jabbed it in a little harder.
I did?
Yeah.
Do you feel okay?
Yeah. It's no biggie. Now, tonight I'll feel like crap.
With all its uncertainties, this vaccine hardly sounds like a magic bullet. But health officials keep thinking back to the year 1918, when more than 50 million people died from pandemic flu. And they say despite all the uncertainties surrounding a bird flu vaccine, anything that could help is worth pursuing. Richard Harris, NPR News.
You can find details on preparations for pandemic flu, including other vaccine plans, at our website, npr.org.